Among rows of soldiers who are training for the upcoming National Day celebration, a group of peacekeepers stand out with their unique blue beret. On October the 1st, the 17th birthday of the People's Republic of China, a formation of peacekeepers will march through the rostrum in Tiananmen Square. It will be the first time for China's peacekeeping forces to march in a military parade on National Day. Xu Youzi is the peacekeeping formation leader and deputy commander of the 81st Army Group of the People's Liberation Army. He says it's a great honor for peacekeepers to march during the National Day celebration.
维和方队实际上是这个标志着我们中国军队已经走出去了。
The debut in the military parade on National Day means the Chinese peacekeeping force has gone global and gained crucial status in the world. It shows China's responsibility as a major country and China's determination and strength to safeguard world peace. As you can see, soldiers are full of vigor and vitality. That's because they are driven by a strong sense of honor and motivation.
The militia has always been a focus during the military parade on National Day. Political Commissar Shu Lianxue of the militia division for this year's military parade says militia members have trained hard.
有咱们的那个机关的公务员，有一些事业编，有医生，有护士，有教。
This year's militia division consists of civil servants, doctors, nurses, teachers, and company staff. All of them registered to take part in the parade voluntarily.They want to show their patriotic feelings by being part of the National Day celebration.
Militia member Zhao Bingqing says she cherishes the experience of training for the parade.
Once after we trained for a long time, we cried when we looked at each other. We didn't cry out of feeling tired or miserable. Rather, we cried as we were touched. What I've learned here will be my lifetime treasure.I've learned a lot about our country's army and military strength.
For CRI, this is Li Yi.